This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, January 1st. God's word for you today is, understand this. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and it says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Yesterday, we said faith means basing your life on the truth that God is who he says he is and that he will do what he has promised to do. However, as life happens to us, faith weakens. We also saw two of the things that weaken faith. The first is lack of interest in the things that build faith and poor lifestyle choices. The third thing that weakens faith or dampens the people's faith is unexplainable tragedy. It could be the loss of a loved one or a divorce or a fire or a robbery attack. Unexplainable tragedy leads people to wonder, how did this happen? Why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? A lady came to my office and she said, Pastor, I am a good girl. I got married as a virgin. I kept myself. I followed Jesus in college. I have friends who lived a wayward life. Now they have 2, 3, 4 children. And here I am, childless. Explain it to me. Why is God punishing me? When we experience unexplainable tragedy, we tend to forget that God loves us completely and totally, and he will bring us into the destiny he has preordained for us, regardless of the path or the journey that we are on. We forget this truth easily and allow our faith to be dampened. Another thing that dampens faith is a misunderstanding of biblical faith. We sometimes misunderstand biblical faith. We think that faith is what faith is not. By God's grace, God will give us understanding in the name of Jesus. And every misunderstanding of biblical faith in our lives will be completely cleared. Our understanding of God, faith, and the things of God will grow in the mighty name of Jesus. So, let's get into what faith is not and what faith is. One main thing that faith is not, that sometimes we misunderstand for faith, is this. Faith is not hope. This is so big. Faith cannot work without hope. Hope is like an ingredient that faith requires. But we often subconsciously think that because we are hopeful, it means that we have faith. The fact that you are hopeful does not mean that you have faith. For instance, Mr. A is hopeful for a promotion, and because he is hopeful, he believes that he has faith, and he believes the promotion will come to pass. However, the promotion does not happen, and he says, but I have faith, so why did it not happen? God says, if I have faith like a mustard seed, I will tell this mountain to move and it will move. But what he really had was hope and not faith. Let us pray. Father, help me to be sensitive to these faith dampeners so as to guard against them in my life. And give me an understanding of God's kind of faith, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.